Hi, everyone. You've got questions and we've got answers. Welcome to another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or BELA, is a global ethics and compliance community that provides exclusive access to helpful data, benchmarking, events, and other resources to advance your ENC program. And with BELA's concierge service, members can submit any question regarding ethics and compliance, and our internal experts will provide an answer, plus helpful resources with more information. And while we invite everyone watching and listening to join BELA, we also know that there's no competition in compliance, which is why we're using this program to thematically respond to high-level questions from the BELA community for the benefit of ENC teams everywhere. And joining us once again to answer those questions is BELA Chair Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, it's so good to see you again.
It is great to see you as well, Bill. Thank you for having me back.
Well, we have a very special question for you. This is a BELA question, and it is, well, full disclosure, it's self-submitted. I made this one up because I thought it was too important, so I just wanted to get this on the show. And it is this. It is almost time for the Global Ethics Summit. Mm-hmm. What should first-time attendees expect from BELA Day?
Yeah. Yes, Bill, this episode is dropping on the Friday before the opening of our 16th annual Global Ethics Summit in Atlanta. And I'm so excited to see so many familiar faces, including Bill. You and I will not be in our little boxes next week. We will be actually like talking live to each other face to face, which is incredible. It's one of my favorite times of the year. So if you are a first time attendee at the Global Ethics Summit, welcome. It is a truly incredible 3 days of learning, networking, collaboration, kvetching, you know, you name it, you're going to find somebody who is there and ready to do it with you. And it really is an amazing experience, whether you are in person or on the online platform. So for those of you who haven't been around forever, like I have, you know, we used to do the GES just in person. Of course, during the pandemic, we figured out how to run it online. And when we were coming out of the pandemic and bringing the community back together in person, the overwhelming feedback we got was, please continue some kind of a virtual component, because it was great to be able to send my whole team. There are very few companies that can afford to send the whole team to an in-person conference, but what teams would do is they could send the whole team to the virtual version. So we took that challenge on and got figured out how to run essentially a conference and a half. So we live stream everything on the main stage. We do breakouts, and then we have, you know, different programming for the virtual community. We've got staff that are in the chat on the platform that are answering questions and connecting people and all of those sorts of things. So whether you're in person or virtual, you're in for a real treat. My goal for everybody that comes to whichever version of the GES you come to is that you leave the conference with 5 ideas and 4 new friends. So the challenge I will lay at your feet is go meet a stranger, right? Pick a table at breakfast where you don't recognize anybody that's sitting there and start a conversation, because everyone that you will meet is there for the same reason. Now, BELA Day, which is the BELA community specific first day of the summit, where it's just the BELA community that is there, is going to be really special this year. I'm so excited about some of the things that we are doing. We have, as we traditionally do, we're going to start the day with the voice of BELA, which is a conversation amongst 4 compliance officers who are talking in this case about the evolution of ethics and compliance skill sets. So you're going to hear from some wonderful tenured compliance officers on how they've seen the profession evolve. Following that, I still, Bill, I have a moment every time I say that I get the chance to do this. I get a chance to sit down and chat with Larry Thompson, who just came out with a memoir of on his remarkable career that is called A Quiet Counsel. And Larry, of course, has been around the ethics and compliance space since before it was a space. You know, he was in the very, very early days, heavily involved in this concept of what a good program could look like from the government side of the house. And then, of course, he was the long-term general counsel at Pepsi and has done so many other incredible things. So I will sit down and have a chat with Larry. Then we're going to actually hear from our friend Chuck Duras at MOFO and the partner and deputy general counsel at McKinsey about their experience, McKinsey's experience, going through the DOJ enforcement and settlement process. We're going to share some WME data. We're going to have a great conversation about all of the ways in which integrity is an enduring value and is a business driver. So How can you use the, you know, the quality of your program and the work that your teams do as a value creation activity? So that's going to be a great conversation. And then, of course, we'll close the day with our annual Bella Impact Awards, which is our chance to talk to recognize rather Bella members who have been particularly supportive of and participatory in the community over the course of the year. So, which is always one of my favorite things. So that's just day one. Day two is just as packed. Day three is just as packed. Bill and I are going to be doing live Bella Asks. If you are there in person or on the platform, send us a question and we'll answer it live. It's really fun. We did it last year and we got some terrific questions that came in from people who were participating and were learning collectively. So it's going to be great. Can't wait.
The first day of GES, that Bella Day, all the attendees there are just going to be Bella members. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's for the Bella community. The first day of the summit has been something we've been doing this for a couple of years now, where we've got some Bella specific programming and just the opportunity for the community itself to come together and celebrate.
GES is a fantastic time. Bella Day is a very special day in a very special time. It's super awesome. The energy is always fantastic. It's wonderful meeting people from the community. So if you are a Bella member who's going to be attending, especially if you're a first time Bella member, please, like as Erica said, lots to learn, lots of friends to make. Everyone's there to help out. Stop by the Ethicast booth. We'd love to see you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And particularly if you are a new Bella member who has never been to GES, either virtually or in person, please come find either Bill or I. Would love to have one of your four new friends be the two of us.
To learn more about Bella, visit ethisphere.com/Bella to request guest access to the Member Resource Hub and to speak with a Bella Engagement Director. If you have a concern that you would like answered on this program, contact the Bella Concierge Service and we'll get to work on it for you. And if you want to attend the Global Ethics Summit, and I strongly urge that you do, be sure to visit attendges.com. It is still not too late to get your seat at the table. This has been another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. We hope you've enjoyed the show. For more content like this every week, please subscribe to this program on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.